Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County commissioners hold public hearing to take comment on BLM's no future coal leasing proposal in the Powder River Basin. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners held a meeting on Tuesday morning to address public concerns about the Bureau of Land Management's new policy to end future coal leasing in the Powder River Basin by 2041. The meeting held in the commission chambers was attended by around 30 people, but was lacking notable groups, BLM, and coal producer representatives. Commissioner Jim Ford provided background information to explain how it has gotten to this point. Ford emphasized how this has been an ongoing issue for the Powder River Basin for over 8 years and how the new rules would effectively create an end date for mining in our community. Commission Chair Del Shellstead stressed how essential the coal industry is to Campbell County and the state by pointing out that last year, coal production put $2.3 billion in the state coffers. The commissioners plan to formally protest the policy and are gathering signatures for an online petition, which has collected under 1,000 signatures so far. There was also a strong message to the community that they'd like to see as many signatures as possible on this petition that is so important to the community. Local officials, including Gillette Mayor Shay Lundvall and State Representatives John Baer, Abby Angelos, and Chris Knapp, testified against the BLM rule, arguing it lacks scientific, economic, and common sense justification. Mayor Lundvall reassured the commission that the city is behind the efforts to fight the new rule.
As the mayor of Gillette, I'm proud to say that we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder together, and we're going to do it together.
Representative Baer and Knapp presented a letter they drafted to send to the BLM forcefully denouncing the upcoming no-lease rule. Baer also presented what he views as another way to fight the rule, which is to file a lawsuit against the BLM to stop the implementation.
I think there's another way, and that is to bring suit. And the reason I say that is because I don't believe that this administration really is interested in listening to complaints and objections. The one thing I think that will impact this administration is to say, we'll see you in court, and to take it to court and do it in such a serious way that they quit picking on Wyoming and Campbell County in particular to begin their 30 by 30 implementation.
Residents voice fears about the policy's potential to devastate the local economy and community, echoing concerns from previous economic downturns. For more information and to sign the petition, visit the Basin Radio Network Facebook page and click on the link. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.